9, the official funny clock of the vintage sideband net has clicked over 1345, so it is indeed official that you have stumbled upon the one, the only Midwest version of the vintage sideband net. Apparently there are others, but no one can compare it to the original. And it's time to do the spiel and housekeeping, and then go to, we have one lonely ace this morning, so we're going to go to him here pretty quickly. The vintage sideband net meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Positive Radio Net. Everybody knows that. That's the AM net at 3885 KC's. I love to hear kilocycles and megacycles as opposed to hertz. We operate at 3842 KC, plus or minus QRM, and the net starts here generally at 845 Central Time. Now, this net is a meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift. Hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Still gotta get this on a mug someday. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. This is normal, and it's welcome here. We are not ashamed. Just have the right fire extinguisher nearby. The vintage sideband net welcomes your two-type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or have a rotary band switch. Then they have achieved vintage status, and they're okay to check in. However, comma, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio like somebody we know from Black Earth, Wisconsin, you will suffer the wrath of net members, and it can and it will get ugly, regardless whether you're official or not. So, take a minute to tune up those transmitters or transceivers. Get on frequency the best you can. Dust. Burn the dust on those sweet tooth. Which reminds me, I was supposed to be on the Chrome Coffee today and I forgot. Tune them up and we'll be back to do additional check-ins. But whenever you check in, please do these things. Tell us who you are, whether you're a Bob or a John or not. Where you're at and what kind of sideband junk you're running. Tune them up, boys and girls. This is the vintage sideband net. Come now. Tune them.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh.
Where's Mr. T? I just heard part of it. Now that little push of the button seemed appropriate. Shut up, fool. Alright, this is N9RK in the vintage sideband net. And where we have fun with old vintage gear on Saturday mornings for those of you that make the pre-list. Alright, just a reminder, we do have a vintage SSB. We do have a website. We get pictures of lots of old vintage gear and a few of our vintage operators. We've got a spot there for wants and for sales that doesn't get used very much. But lately we have a Wayne from Oshkosh who uses an SDR receiver that's available online. I know I'm saying those words. And he records the net for us when he gets an opportunity. So we appreciate that. So, that's about it. So I'm going to go cut to the chase right away, and we're going to go to November 8, Delta Golf Delta, N8DGD. And he's going to tell us his name, where he's at, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now, this is Rick at the Vintage SSB Net. Who's on a 101 Zulu Delta, going into an always ill-tuned Clipper Canal and into an 80-meter loop. This is a 9RK. Come now, N8DGD. Okay, N9RK, November 8, Delta, Golf Delta. Good morning, Richard. Band has kind of dropped here for me, so hopefully I'm getting through okay. Name here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I'm still using my same old Kenwood TS-520. And I've got a, I'm using a Turner mic here. It's a crystal mic. It's the Turner 454X. So that's what I've got here for the microphone. And loading up on a W3EDP antenna here, just kind of an off-center fed dipole with a counterpoise. And so that's what I've got here. Had some nice, well, actually had some pretty bad weather come through here Thursday. So we were doing a little cleanup. Not too bad in this area, though, but up a little north of us, we got hit pretty hard with some pretty bad weather. So I won't hold it. Thanks a lot, Richard. And I was kind of looking over your webpage on QRZ. And I missed the vintage sideband website. I think you said a sideband website, but a vintage. I'll take a look and see if I can find that. But thanks again, N9RK, NADGD. Back to you, Richard.
Well, thank you, Tom. And the only one that ever called me Richard is my mother, and not she's not. I did something bad. So, and it is vintagesb.net, vintagesb.net. So, thank you, Tom. You are our only Tom. But no Yaesu Bell for you to, for this month. Let's move to the top of the list. And there's, I don't know, he usually has green and gray combination. So this is K9TNN. Good morning, Nikki. Come down.
Thank you, and now I'm being called, besides Richard on the last contact, now I'm being called Mr. Wow, demanding respect after all these years. Thank you, Nikki. N1KW, N1KW, Bob number one, come now, this is N9RK.
Thank you, Ricardo, numero uno. Anyway, this is Bob and Homer Glenn again, and I will say fortunately, I don't have any Yaesu equipment here, as we call it, and I used to. I had a couple of FT-101s back in the day. I gave one away, sold the other one, but today I'm on the Drake equipment, TR-4 and L-4C, the L-4 Crusher. And using a 1/2 cent electret mic that's mounted in a military hand mic, and it's very nice. And same old antenna, link, big homebrew link couple transmatch, open wire to the 180-foot inverted V with the apex at 65 feet. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day. Thank goodness the hot weather and humid weather is gone. Back to you there, Ricardo. N9RK and the gang, N1KW.
Yeah, when I was a kid and the I Love Lucy show was on, I used to get that Ricky Ricardo thing going. Yeah, I used to get picked on with that. Speaking of picking on somebody, it's WB9AZA. It is Jim. It is Jim's turn. Let's see if he's there and awake this morning. No brandy, old fashions this morning. At least I hope not. Come on, Jim.
Good morning, sir. B9RK in the net. WB9AZA. Jim, you're in Cottage Grove. No brandy. So we're running the A2 FT101 EE, and the amplifier is the A2 FL2100 Baker, about 700 watts. It's working good today. One of several I have, and I built the power supply. Works just fine. Speaker is a Yaesu Landliner. Liner. Yaesu YO101 monitor scope, which is flickering as I speak, thankfully. D104 microphone. The antenna is a quarter wave sloper mounted on the side of my tower. And I have to fool that this high frequency with a Drake MN2000 antenna tuner. So that's about all I have to say here from Cottage Grove, Rick. Back to you, N9RK in the group, WB9AZA, over.
Jimmy, I count four pieces. Did I count right?
Four pieces that are hooked up. I have more, but they're not in line right now.
Oh, you're correct. They do need to be hooked up. So congratulations. You are in the lead right now for Yaesu. You are the first bell of the morning. So good morning, Jimmy, and thank you for checking in. KC9YI. KC9YI. It's your nickel on the Venice sideband. Please come now.
Thank you very much, Rick.
I tend to screw things up, but good morning, Scott. Hey, a stalwart of the vintage sideband that I don't know if he's up north or at home QTH. WB9DQD, our only gene, come now.
Okay. The only gene, yes. There'll be a B9DQD in Manitowoc.
We stayed home this weekend.
And we're on my chair, but I'm utilizing the TS-820.
Originally it was the 820. It was issued to my brother-in-law back in 1985, I believe it was, before they had the DT1 digital display available. And then when that came out, then it was installed. I think Rush down at AES installed it. And I've had this radio for quite a number of years, and it seems to be working pretty good. I'm using the MC50 microphony with it. And let's see, what do we got here? 66 degrees and overcast. It is a bit breezy out there now. We had rain last night, and hopefully we get some more today. I don't know if it's supposed to or not, but whatever. So it's, that's about it. I don't think there's anything earth-shattering that's going on here right now, so been making some changes in the shack and just enjoying the heck out of playing with all the different radios. So that, Rick, you take care. Thanks for doing the awesome job that you do. And 9RK, the vintage sideband, FWB9DQD.
Well, thank you, Gene, and glad for the weather report from up north in Manitowoc on the TS-820. While I got you on the horn here, is that, and that Kenmore, is that considered a front loader or a top loader?
Front loader? Well, I've got two sets of those in the laundry room. The one upstairs and the one downstairs, those are all front loaders.
Thank you, Gene. All right. W9 Charlie Brown November. W9 CBS. The incomparable Steve-O, one half of the dynamic duo. Please come now. This is at 9RK and the vintage sideband net.
In 9RK and the vintage single sideband nuts. Boy, you guys do not disappoint, let me tell you. The other half from Milwaukee, W9, Charlie Brown, November, Sierra Tango, Echo Victory Oscar. Not to be confused, Bob Steve's on the band. I don't think they heard me this morning, but anyway. Nonetheless, good morning, one and all. Pretty decent signals, a little QSB, hearing the noise out there, Peyton, but what the heck. You're doing just fine there, Mr. Ricardo. How many names have you been calling out this morning, Richard? Oh, my gosh, just cracking my side. All right, well, anyway, Rick, N9RK, N9 Rudy Cookie, let me tell you the lineup over here, man. Get it out the way. We're on the Anderson setup, 15101 Echo transceiver, using the BF101B, that's two, using the YC601 to see what frequency I am, and basically to keep track of you, that's three. Listening through the landliner phone patch speaker, that's four, and of course the companion ST101, that's five. Looking at the meter, I'm doing about somewhere up there around 100 watts, somewhere in there, I don't know, man, 200, okay. That's six, and that's all being powered up by the FL2100B. That makes seven. There you have it, D104, he don't count. N9, Rudy Cookie and the Bennett Single Sideband Nuts from Milwaukee, W9CBN.
Hey, Steve-O, did you say six or seven pieces of YSU?
Lucky number seven. Seven.
Wow, seven. The man goes right for the home run, the walk-off home run. Thank you, Steve-O. With seven pieces of YSU gear in the last Saturday of YSU month, he wins the crown. So thank you, Steve-O. Let's see who's also on the list. Oh! WB9 Victor Golf Oscar. WB9 VGO. today, who is Bob Squared? This is at 9RK, come now.
You know, I still get those warm fuzzies from those copper-coated chassis on Drake. It just warms me right up. Thank you, Bob. Now, Bob, Cubic Bob, the man behind the curtain, the wizard of Northwest Illinois, the one, the only, the incomparable W9RAN. Is that enough, Bob? Yeah, it was, your payment was accepted. Something weird, and he's gonna have an SBE on the air. I'm almost a Twitter of that. How about that? I'm just shaking with anticipation. So thank you, Bob. Let's go to K90A. Good morning, Clark. This is N9RK in the Vintage Sideband Net, but you knew that.
Yes, morning, Ricky Bobby, N9RK, and it's vintage sidebander, and that's 3 times 9OA Clark in Madison, where it is delightfully cool today, although it's still kind of humid, but I'll take it over what we had before. And congratulations to W9RAN for staying on frequency this morning, or last week. What about Dick? Have you ever considered going by Dick? I think that would be real appropriate for you. Anyway, this morning I finally just got under the wire. So I am finally running a Yaesu. This is the FT-101 Bravo. It's a really pretty radio, looks brand new, works like new. And I'm also using the original Yaesu hand mic that came with it. And I am listening to an SP-101 speaker, FP-101 speaker by Yaesu. So I just have a meager three pieces, so nowhere close to Steve-O. And the amplifier here is AEA LA30. Single 3500Z, and the antenna, of course, is the double bazooka at 45 feet. And I was going to say your memory was failing you, Rick, because both Bob and I have had our SBE radios on the air on this net numerous times. So you're just not remembering. And yeah, I have my SB33, which I'll try to get on the air. And I know. Bob's got the matching sweep tube linear for that, which has got, I don't know, got like 8 6 GB6s or something like that. So, look forward to hearing that again. And, really neat. Chrome Coffin Twins. Who knew? All right, thanks for running the net. Everyone have a great weekend. N9RK K908.
All right, well, you're in for it today. You're getting a question, whether you like it or not, but you do get questions. You do get the bell for the bazooka, and you do get the bell for the 101B. I knew you had it in there, and yes, the only person that ever called me Dick besides, we're not going to go that part, was a man of the cloth in fifth grade, and I was embarrassed at the time, but being that he was the man of the cloth, didn't get the correlation. So,
let's go, since I don't have Yaesu questions, we're going to go to the 1967, the Lafayette catalog, and we're going to ask a question on a, let's see here, SR500, the 3-band sideband transceiver. Want to know what the weight there, Clark, what's the weight of the AC power supply within 10 pounds of the SR500. All right, best guess.
Oh my, what a strange question. I'm going to say 19 pounds.
Well, guess what?
20 pounds, Clark. Don't be a dick about it.
All right, Kim, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Clark, for checking in. And yes, I did forget about your SBEs. Yeah, I'd have to go back through the notebooks and see what I've written next, when it was that time last year. Let's see here, K9UR, our only Joe. And I think he's a violator, but he may not be. Well, it depends if he's got a rotary band switch. Joe, are you there? This is N9RK in the vintage sideband net.
guy who's got K90 has K9RK is probably quivering right now. You don't have a rotary band switch there, Joe. Well, everybody, what do we know about a TS-430? Is that a violator radio? All right, Joe, but we want you to come back. We need to exercise our booze. Let's move on to KF9KU. Good morning, Gills. You've reached the minute sideband net, whether you like it or not. Come down.
Yeah, okay, hope I'm on frequency. This radio is kind of drifting here on me. But we're trying to stay in there. Anyway, N9RK, KF9KU, let's make sure I got it. Okay, yeah. Anyway, let's see, this is a Yaesu FT101EE. I never got the sideband power up on my FT101E. I was going to have somebody take a look at that, but I keep forgetting. But it works great on AM. Anyway, hey, I should have thought of that too. I've got an original Yaesu ham mic. It goes towards the point, but unfortunately not here. Because all I got is the Yaesu radio here. And we'll just say good morning all, and nice to be on the vintage sideband net. I'm a little tardier because, hey, that classic radio net is running longer now. N9RK, KF9KU.
Well, good morning, Jill, and thank you for the 101E, and you do get Bell for the A2 and A2 month. K9FWT, K9 Frank, Whiskey Tom, you're next. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Please come down. This is N9RK.
Okay, Rick, N9RK. K9FWT, this is a 10 in Cary, Illinois. That is about 45 miles northwest of downtown Chicago. And as usual, we're running the Yaesu FT101E. It's an unamplified D104. And we're running that into an AL-11. And the antenna is a 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line. And good signals all around this morning, copying everybody fine. Gil, it's good to hear you there, and sorry about all the lightning damage. I had some antenna problems here a number of weeks ago, but that got fixed. That's the situation. And it was also good to hear you. A lot of times on 40 meters at noon, they're the propagation between Wisconsin and Illinois is very marginal, so it's good to hear you on sideband. Some good signals down here. So anyway, you got Rick, thanks for running the net. And I was in a station there, so it was a highlight of my Saturday morning. And I started a new
Well, I've never been called a highlight of anything so far in my 70-plus years of being on the planet, so thank you, Ken, and you get the bell for the 101. Always love to hear those 101 Yaesus on the last Saturday of Yaesu month. And K9KU, K9KU, is he on Palantir? Is he on a 101? We'll find out. This is N9RK. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris, and good morning to the listeners.
Yes, sir, John, you do get the 101 E-Bell, and we'll give you credit for the mic, so you're keeping me in surprise for the next month. Maybe it'll be an SVE, maybe it'll be a Tempo, we'll find out. What was it? The world needs to know. Last on my list is an official violator from Black Earth, Wisconsin. KC9, Papa Frank Hotel. Come now there, violator. KC9 PFH, where the H are you? So you got an ICOM 7000, one of those dreaded aluminum boxes. So we do give you credit for the mobile NTP ears of the vintage sideband net. So thank you, and then the next month is Tempo and or SBE, Tempo or SBE radio. So, and that patient trying to check in with Hassan Alpha in his call, please try again and we'll all put our ears and we can pick you up. This is that 9RK and the vintage sideband net. Charlie Alpha, and what was the last character? Well, let's go with Whiskey 9 Charlie Apple, and let's go ahead. Well, we'll pick up your call as you go. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're at. Come again. This is M9RK, and the Vintage Sideband Net. Whiskey 9 call, I don't have your full call, but I want to thank you for checking in, and if you got a 8-2, we give you the bell. Well, we'll give you a bell anyway for the try this morning. Whether you were legal or not, or whether you were a violator, you get the bell for the Week 6 of the award this week, so thank you for checking in. Anyone else, please come now.
Please.
KBJ, echo a picture or something. Is that WB9EGZ?
I thought it was a Kilo 9.
It was Kilo Delta 9 Echo X-ray, KB9EFH. KD9 Echo X-ray? USL. KD9 Echo X-Ray, please tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk. Don't be a violator. Echo X-ray with a KWF2. Boy, ground wave's not working this morning because East Troy, Wisconsin's only about 20-some miles from me, and that's pretty bad. Not even that. So thank you for checking in. You do get credit, but not for accounts this month. Anybody else? Last call for the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now. All right, this is N9RK closing the Vintage Sideband Net for the month of August with all those wonderful Yaesus. Next month, let's hope that we get to hear something a little bit different. We get to hear some tempos and some SBEs, some weirdness in the month of September. This is N9RK, thanks 73 to all and to all a good day. Bye, guys.